This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation and being engaged. Do something. Like I say, get involved, get engaged. But I really want you to do something. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things, all the labels that have been put on me by the left. The same people say that they don't believe in labels. This is why they're so confused. They can't figure out what yay and nay mean. But buy the book. You know, my very first chapter in the book. Matter of fact, some of the titles were, I would say, instigated by Sonia Schmidt, who's going to join us in a little bit here. And the first chapter, absolutes? Absolutely not. That's right. You can't have right or wrongs. No yay or nay, no boy or girl. I mean, none of this stuff matters anymore. Because gender is a social construct. Oh, God bless America. Anyway, get the book. I break down some really simple thoughts, really simple things. The book is not expensive by any stretch of the imagination. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it on Amazon. All right, that's easy. I guess they go fast with it. You'll get it pretty quick. But when it comes to, you know, if you want it signed, you got to get it through the website, my website, and I'll go ahead and sign it, send it to you. You know, why do we have to protect free speech? And someone, huh? No, seriously. Why do we bother? Why do we have to protect free speech? Can you imagine some of the fights we're having today about free speech happening in the late 60s or the 70s? Do you think the Democrats would have been on a totally different side of this picture back in the 60s and 70s? You think they'd be saying some of the stuff that they're saying? There are more and more and more states now that are passing, get this one, they're passing laws to protect free speech on college campuses. Why? We already have a law that protects free speech. This is what we do with everything. We consistently seem to have to, I don't know, make new laws that are actually old laws or just worded with new language. I have no idea. How about we just simply, I'll make it really simple for you guys. Let's just enforce the laws that are already on the books. What's wrong with that? Wouldn't that be simple? And Texas, again, they're mulling this over now. Of all places, why does Texas have to do it? You know, it is so interesting that Roe versus Wade, we're supposed to agree it's settled law. It is the way it is. You can't change it. Again, it's not even a law, really. You guys know that, right? So the bottom line was, there is no federal law that says abortion is illegal in all states. There was a lawsuit brought against, you know, states and other places that had laws against that, right? And all the Supreme Court, they don't make law, they render opinion. And the Supreme Court came out with an opinion that said, hey, this law, laws prohibiting abortion, are unconstitutional. I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version. At that point, Congress should have taken it gone back to into you know, session and made a real law in and around abortion and abortion rights, and then passed that law. If you look at what the norm is, the norm is that the Supreme Court says, well, this is unconstitutional, bang, that's it, gone. And in reality, the law needs to be rewritten. Laws need to be written when they're deemed unconstitutional. It's usually not a biggie. It's usually something small that makes them unconstitutional. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to the, Texas having to pass, you know, free speech laws. Let me tell you what. Some of you that are alumni to these colleges, stop sending the money. No, really, that is third grade English. Stop sending money. You stop your money, your endowments, your donations to those colleges, and you tell them what? Send them that envelope back empty with a note. As soon as you protect free speech, I'll send you money. Have a nice day. That's all. Doesn't have to be long and involved. Doesn't have to be emotional. Just make it plain and simple English that a third grader can understand. And watch what changes. Because they are all about the money. They'll tell you they're not, but they are. They're all about the money. And the fact that we're even talking about protecting free speech is just freaky, is it not? I think it is. And then some of the stories I was going over to, you know, talk about tonight. More and more Christian schools are bowing down to secular issues. Well, I would have sent my kid to a Christian school for a solid Christian education, a lifestyle and education. If I want my kid to learn about secular things, I would have sent him to UC Berkeley. Right? You really want a lesson in liberal freaktoid politics? That's where I would have sent them. And by the way, most of these things I say at Berkeley come from somebody who was there and actually helped shape the culture of the time. David Horowitz. He rips them up today. They were the bastion of free speech. Free-flowing, free-thinking, ideas for all. And now, it's communist Berkeley. Welcome to Berkeley, comrade. It's really that bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let's see if we get Tony Schmidt will join us after the break. And I'm sure she's got a lot. She hasn't been on in a while. She may be able to do like 3 hours of unloading. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you want to know the stations and the times run, head over to the website, realside.com, and there's a list of stations and times and that kind of stuff. We're working on our app. Some of you have asked me about the app. Why isn't it working? It's a long story. Don't want to go through it. But we'll have the new app up in a couple of weeks, and it'll be bigger, better, more robust. And, again, if you're having to listen on your smartphone, though, don't do that. Don't, I mean, listen for now, but go to your local station, go in and say, why aren't you carrying the Real Side? What is wrong with you people? And if you don't get the response you're looking for, call me, and I will try to get the response that you're looking for. Anyway, I always have so much fun. She hasn't been on in a long time. You know, she's been hiding in a secret cave somewhere. She won't tell me where it is, but we're going to bring her. We're going to bring her on now. Sonia Schmidt joins me, and man, she used to be a co-host on the show in the early days. I think the only reason I made it was because she was around. She kept me straight, and no, you did. You saved my butt a couple of times when I had to leave town to go do things.
And Tammy. We got you straight.
You got it squared away and straightened out. And now you're writing and doing video for PJTV, and you've got so many other things. And your own show. Tell people about your own show first.
Okay, so so my background is I was a Hollywood, big shot Hollywood writer, comedy writer, TV producer type. And then I came out as a Republican while I was there. I discovered, after being around all these liberals, that I didn't know what I was, but I knew I wasn't one of them.
Uh-oh.
So, I figured I was more closely aligned with Republicans, oddly enough, which isn't supposed to happen to a black person. So I decided that I would register Republican, and one day in the writer's room, as they were all talking about Bush, as they typically did on a regular basis, I said, gee, not everybody feels the same way that you did. And you would have thought, as Patricia Heaton's the actress says, or said about her coming out, you would think I had taken a crap on the table. They lost their minds. From then on, they ripped up my scripts, they wouldn't take my jokes, and I was eventually kicked out of Hollywood. And that's when I went on, I started writing my children's book, a conservative children's book, and I got kicked out of Hollywood, and I started working for PJTV Media, where I did my own show called Left Exposed, and I did that for 4 years, and then taking a huge financial and career risk by doing that,
mm-hmm.
Obama was elected again. How did that happen? So I kind of figured it was like my mother used to say when I was coming up, she would just look at ignorant people and go, you know what, some people just can't be helped. And that's how I kind of felt, is that what's up with America? You know what? There's no guarantees that we're going to remain a superpower. If this is what you want, have at it. So I went back to school. I studied interior design. I started to think about, my kids were grown. I was a grandparent at that time. I started to think, what do I want to do with my life? And I pretty much escaped politics. And then Trump got elected. And then the Candace Owenses and the David, you know, the Harrises.
Oh, yeah.
And all these black conservatives. Because at one time, I kind of felt like there was like three of us. And I was
there was. There was. I think it was you and Kevin Jackson, and I don't remember the third person. I think they retired.
There was just a couple of others, and I felt really alone. But now I'm like super encouraged that all this incredible, useful powerhouse of black conservatives, you know. So I'm like, I'm the worst soldier that you want to have on the battlefield, because I'm like the guy that's going, we're losing, I'm out of here.
And how do I sign up for the other team? What do you got a recruiting tent over there or what?
Oh, so that's another story that I should tell you about. I did sign up for the other team.
Oh.
However, okay, so, but now I got yelled at by a couple of conservatives about not being in the fray, and I started writing a book about my adventures in Hollywood, the miracles in my life, and why I left the left. And I thought, well, I do need to sell some books. So maybe I should come back and...
And we got money. You have to admit, Republicans will spend money. Dems, not so much.
Well, that's one of the reasons I got out of it, because when I was doing, like, speaking engagements...
Oh, that's different.
I got gas money. I got gas money and money enough to sell books that I could pedal along in my little suitcase. So here I come from being a Hollywood writer, producer, megabucks, to now I'm pushing a suitcase full of $5 books to try to sell at a Republican club. And I was like, this is not going to work for me. So, yeah, I went into hiding for several years. It's been...
I know. You were very quiet. I felt like we broke up and something I said. I don't know. I didn't think you wanted to hang around with Italians anymore. I really took it to heart.
I took it out on everybody. Everybody. Brooklyn? Not Brooklyn.
Don't you say I'm from Brooklyn. I can hang up on you real quick. Boston. I'm from Boston.
That's right. That's right.
The Boston Bulldog. That's almost what we named the show.
The only reason this thing touches is because I'll love your wife to pieces. But yeah, so I got out of it, and now I'm back in, and I'm sort of doing this Facebook Live page.
Well, so let me ask you a question. You brought up something that was a really good point with the young black community stepping up and the Candace Owens's of the world. Did Barack Obama drive them up or drive them out, or was it Trump that pulled them out and said, "Okay, I'm here, I'm on your side. Let's get things happening for you."
See, I don't know. I can't speak for them, but I know for me, Trump gave me, and I would think many people, a voice, because we've been silent for so long. We've been scared. We've been kowtowed by the left for so long. And then Trump comes out and he says anything. And I love that about him. And he's allowed us to have our voice. So I think Trump has been, I think Obama was the John the Baptist, if you will. He set the table, but not in a good way. And then Trump came along and drove it home. So I think it was the combo. It was the 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Well, and that was it. You know, I'm looking at what was going on the whole time during Obama. And here's what I loved about Obama. Remember in the early days, everything that was right was because of a policy. He was there 3 days, and everything that was right was because of a policy he put in place before he put any policies in place. And everything that was wrong was Bush's fault. 6 years in, he was still blaming Bush. Now, 2 years to Trump, and we're hearing about how all the positive things are because of the policies that Obama laid down. Before we go to break, my contention is, if we were going to do so good, if Obama left, why didn't he leave 2 years ago when he said he loved the country? Anyway, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Show me seeing your host. Sonya's going nowhere.
Oh, good.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal says he will consult with lawyers to determine the next step after the Treasury Secretary said they need more time to consider whether to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns.
We did receive the request, and as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed.
The deadline has now passed. But Stephen Mnuchin tells the House Ways and Means Committee that more time is needed to review the request and decide if the IRS can turn over the president's tax returns. In a letter to the leaders of the committee, Mnuchin cited concerns over a possible abuse of power by lawmakers in making such requests and using them to politically attack partisan rivals. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7 points, the S&P 500 up 10, and the NASDAQ up 55. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
All chaos breaks up. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, you can find us all over the place. We're like horse manure in a ranch. Head up to the website. You can see all the stations that we're on. We're on America's Voice News. We're on Jewel TV. We are on YouTube, Ustream, ABCDEF. I don't. You just go to the website and you'll find out all the places you can get us live and pick up the podcast later on. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you want to be notified by text, because some of you say, I don't read my email, so I don't like my emails. I get too many of them. Just go ahead and text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222, and you'll get a notice before the show starts who we're going to have on tonight. Matter of fact, you're not going to do that some night. Some night, I'm going to give away like a $50 or $100 gift, what do you call those things? Visa card, MasterCard, whatever, gift card. If you can tell me, the first one that tells me the picture that came through on their phone that was attached to this show. And I think I may start doing that. So you better start signing up for the email. Not the email. What's that called? The text. Anyway, let me bring her on before I forget who I had for a guest. Sonia Schmidt is joining me, and hopefully we can hook her into joining us more often. She's a writer and does videos for PJTV. She's also got her own show, right?
Yeah, it's called, for now, Sonia Schmidt Facebook Live. And all you have to do is look for my Facebook page, and you're on there. You're in there. You're hooked up.
SSFL. That's what you should call it. Well, that could be.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure somebody will play with that later on. Look, so I'm going to start turning on the mics during the break and charging people for it or something, because that's when the best conversations really start happening. So the other night I did a story, because we were talking about the women who pay to get their kids in school, and I don't understand any of this. In my mind's eye, you got $500,000, you go see the president of the college, go, look, I got $500,000, I know you need some work done to the gym, my daughter needs a school to go to, what can we work out here, right? That would have been the way to do it, instead of the way they did it.
But before I heard you say that, I never realized that the people who are coming under the gun for this are women.
They're all women.
Yeah.
What does that mean? They didn't believe their daughters could get in? I'm just asking.
Hey, right, you're right. So they're women, and they're supporting their daughters, low achievers, low IQs,
okay,
getting into college. And do you think that they maybe had husbands that were going, oh, honey, I don't think you... And they, shut up, honey. I'm, you know,
Yeah, we're gonna have to open up a flower shop for Susie. I think that's about all she'll be able to do. But you know, the other thing was it who's that the lady on Full House? What was her name? Lori Loughlin, right? Her daughter was getting off the yacht of one of the presidents of the college.
Her.
Yeah,
that
sir.
Was just
she
wrong? They didn't she, tell her, and she should have had a heads up on it. But I tell you a funny story. And it also coincides with me getting out of Hollywood. But so I started this undercover website because I knew I was a conservative and I needed to work. So I changed my name and I started a whole other lifestyle work website. And I love it. I absolutely love it because one of my gifts, one of the things that I love is helping people move forward in life. So I have a whole other website that I'm doing. So, but when I started that, I got a call from an old Hollywood producer who basically caused me to leave Hollywood. He was such a hateful, insufferable person that when I would come home at night from work, I was like, I don't need this. And I retired. Well, he called me out of the blue and needed me to work on a project that he has wanted to do with ABC. And it was about a conservative and a liberal couple getting together. Think Ann Coulter and Van Jones cohabitating and being in love.
Really?
So I was the only conservative that he knew. So he called me up and offered me a week's worth of consulting work. And, of course, at that point, because I'm rolling pennies, literally rolling pennies, I said, okay, even though I hated this guy. And so they lost their dream cast for this show, and they wound up with the woman being played by Felicity Huffman.
Wow, interesting.
I thought so too, now that I'm looking back on it. So they shoot the pilot, and the show doesn't get picked up. And I'm like, oh, man, there goes my money for the next 10 years, because, I mean, that's really how well TV pays. So it doesn't work, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and I write this book, blah, blah, blah. And so now I hear the stories about Felicity Huffman going down, baby. And I'm thinking, whoa, if I had been on this show, it would have been canceled. Her butt would have been fried, and the show would have been canceled. Now, could I have made some decent money in the interim? Yeah, but the fact of the matter is she was one of the people that went down on this whole scandal.
Wow.
It's all about me, don't you know?
You know, but again, you come back to this whole Hollywood thing. You know, you and I haven't talked in a long time, and one of the things that bothered me, and I got a lot of heat for saying it, which I thought it made perfect sense, you know, the whole Me Too movement, right, with Weinstein or whatever his name was, you look at what he had going on there. There were people around him. They knew what was happening. There were women around him that took those other women to the wolves and basically handed them off for as a sacrifice to him. The women who had been through it with him that didn't say anything, didn't open their mouths, they're all just as culpable as he is, aren't they?
Don't you find it interesting? And I would love to talk about this topic on another segment so we could really get into it.
Yeah.
But off the top of my head, I would just say, don't you find it interesting when they were trying to nail Trump on the Stormy Daniels thing and before that, Me Too?
Yeah.
There was no problem with that.
No.
So I think that it all has to – they're throwing the kitchen sink at Trump, and they're trying to do whatever they can, and they didn't care about the safety of women – until Trump became president, and they thought that they could wrap him up into this, just like Russian collusion. You didn't hear about Russia. They were really chummy with Russia and communism and the whole bit until they thought they could connect Trump with Russia.
Oh, now, yeah. Yeah, you are so right. When they thought they could nail his butt, it was all about that. And I'm loving it. They can make absolutely nothing stick on him, on this guy.
And he's amazing. And you know, I didn't like him at the beginning. And Joe Dan, my friend, Joe Dan, got him early on, and I trust Jodan, and I call him up, and I go, are you serious, this guy? And he would talk me off the ledge. He's a businessman. Jodan had relatives who were businessmen. He goes, they ain't pretty. They don't say pretty things, but they put people to work, and they do it. And I was like,
wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. He's right from a standpoint of, do you want somebody that speaks eloquently or gets the job done?
No, and here's the thing, and here's what I really, really super-duper like about Trump, is he's a guy. He's a man. And we have, because the left thought that they were being very efficient in getting men wiped off the planet, masculinity gone.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like a guy. And so when I'm watching this, I'm going, oh, that's interesting. I ain't seen that in a long time. So this guy who was very successful, very comfortable in his own skin, very masculine, has the gorgeous wife, has had ex-gorgeous everything else.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is something that I find a little bit interesting. So I don't know. The answer to that question is I like his masculinity, and I talk a lot when I'm on my show about the how the left has thought that they were abolishing men and masculinity. This week's show, I was talking to a woman who was a pro-life advocate, and one of the questions that I had for her is what rights that men have in terms of decision-making on the unborn.
None. You know, we have no rights. None.
There are none. And I mean, I sort of knew that, but I'm shocked at how many rights are being removed from men in our society. And I know that there's a war. I have two male grandchildren now, and I am very, very invested.
We'll be back in a minute. You know what that means. You and I both believe in capitalism. You know how it goes down. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I've got her tied up in a room. She ain't going anywhere. She'll be back with us after the break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Well, nothing says Americana like Charlie Daniels. What do you think? I know. He's going to come in and slap me. My wife hates when I do that. I'm Joe, the senior host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, that was a bad Georgia accent. You know how I can? You know how I beef about people with the Boston accent? Don't, if you don't can't do a Boston accent, don't do it. Just because you sound like a dope. So just don't do it, okay? So I'll stop doing the Georgia accents. You stop doing the Boston accents, and we'll all get along just fine. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on the website. Give me your email address. I always send out an email once a week. If you don't like it, you can stop it. It lets you know who we'll have on the show, the topics we're discussing, some of the pieces that I've written. A lot of stuff going on in the email, and I do appreciate it. Also, big donate button. Don't go buy it like you don't see it. You know, like those people at church on Sunday, when the plate goes by, they're looking around like they, what, did something just happen? There's a donate button there. Give up the donut. Give up the coffee. One time, give me a few bucks. You make us all very happy. Soda Schmidt joins me, as she will now do from time to time on a more regular basis, I'm believing. Always had a good time with her. She's a writer and I want to call you a videographer or a video producer. You do great videos.
I you know what? I love editing.
Yeah.
So, I am. I do video editing of my shows, and I've got a couple of shows up right now. One, my latest show that I did is with a woman named Janique Stewart, and she is a speaker and advocate for something called Love Protects, and she teaches people how to speak in for in the advancement of pro-life issues.
Wow.
And she's amazing. And if you go on my website for my book, my newest book, it's left/it.net.
That's great.
You love that segue there?
I love that. But I love the title. Left It.
Yeah. And yeah. It's happened before Blexit and Exit and all that other Exit. but, yeah, because I started writing it a few years ago. And, again, it's about my journey in Hollywood, the miracles that have happened in my life and why I left the left. Because I figure, like, you know, you hear a lot of negative things about black conservatives, but you don't know who they are as people. What led to that point?
Yep.
What led to them making that decision? What life, you know, what life experiences they had? What things that you can relate to? So I decided to write that book. So because anyway, you go.
You know,
on
it's because we brainwashed you. You know that, right? Because we. that's what we're told.
God, I wish. I, you know what? If you brainwashed me, then I wouldn't have to think of nothing else.
That's right. No, it's really, really sad to hear these people talk about what we have done to the black community, with the republic. Are you people serious? Who's done what to the black community? Hello, anybody home?
Racist is what racist does.
Wow. Yeah. No kidding. All right.
Is that
so
profound coming from this high school?
No, no. You do.
Black chick from South Central.
So. Tell us a little bit about the book. I love that. Left It. Now, the funny thing about this is over the years, you and Evan Sayet is another one. Xander Gibb. I mean, you got a whole bunch of people that were, for lack of a better way of saying it, you were hardcore, you know, left-wing Democrats, and you saw the ugliness. I mean, right, for all intents and purposes, you saw the ugliness.
In Evan's case, and I don't want to speak for him, and I'm hoping to have him on for next week's episode of my show. I think he was more hardcore than I was. And he's a Jewish, he's from the Jewish faith.
Right.
But when he calls himself a 9/11 conservative. So when 9/11 hit, and I will admit that I said some things after 9/11 to my former husband when it hit that maybe America was the problem. And I was conflicted. I said that, and then I realized, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but I said it, because that's my indoctrination coming from South Central. So Evan came from it from a different view, but I kind of always knew from the time that I was a really young child, traveling through the United States with my parents who worked for the school board and who were offered it was 3 months at the time, so we would travel throughout the United States, and then we'd land in the South, and we'd work at the family farm, and then we'd come back. But my parents always had a plan of sightseeing. And that's when I fell in love with America. And so I think my journey to being a conservative started way back then. And that's something that I chronicle in my book very well. And when I listened to more and more black conservatives, I was listening to Candace Owens earlier today when she spoke to Congress, and she had her great-grandfather or her grandfather behind her, and she talked about her upbringing and how she never heard certain things in her household, and I was like, that rings true to me. So I wonder how many commonalities there are with black conservatives, and how many things that could actually resonate with a lot of other people, black, white, whatever.
So I do that whole stereotyping thing. So when I have Evan on the show, I always say to him, then explain to me why Jews are still voting Democrat. So I have to say the same thing to you. I know Trump is making headway in the black community. Trump is. I don't know about the rest of the Republicans. How is it, though, that many in the black community, and you look, you know, when it comes to education, the community that screwed the worst is the black community, and they're in cities run by Democrats. How is it that with the unemployment rate where it's at and the things that are happening in the black community because of President Trump, you still have a majority of blacks that think that Democrats are for them? I don't get it.
I finally, because of Trump, have a good answer for this. I think I would have had a different answer for this before Trump. But fake news is really, really effective. And on a good day, I realize that, now, especially when I'm talking to young people or whatever, but I realize this is all they have ever heard pounding them day in, even when they're trying to be smart. So they go to CNN or they go to MSNBC when they're trying to be informed. All they're hearing is BS. So how do they continue to vote that way? How do we continue to feel the way we do? Faith comes by hearing. And if that's all we hear, then that's all we're going to have faith in.
Yep.
So I'm trying to have a little bit of patience in that. It drives me nuts, but I do on a good, sympathetic day. I understand that it's like college kids. It's all they hear. That's all they know. When they're presented with something different, they go, "Whoa, I didn't know that. Boy, that's something I didn't hear." You know, but that's all. And I also realized from doing this work, this political work, is it takes a lot of work to find out the real, as you know, from putting on your show, it takes a lot of work. Who wants to do that?
You know what I do now is before I go to an actual, I don't know, Fox News or something along those lines, I go looking at all the left-leaning sites. I go look at the Huffington Post and other sites because I look at MSNBC, how are they titling it, right? How are they spinning the story? So I try to get a feel for where they're going with it, and it is so true. If you look at a quote-unquote breaking story, you go to MSNBC, CNN, or ABC, you go to any of those, it's almost, every story is almost verbatim. The viewpoint, the angle is almost verbatim.
It's right. How do you feel, though? I mean, because I get hopeless a little bit, because I've been doing that, too, since I've been doing my Facebook Live show.
Right.
And I go, wow, we're so opposite. How do we ever come to an understanding about truth if we are, when the fake news is saying one thing and our, you know, the news that we understand is saying another thing, is there ever a point in which we understand what's reality?
I will tell you what happens, and hopefully the listeners will appreciate this. Sometimes when we go off the air, I look at Tammy and go, what are we doing? Are we making a difference? What are we doing here?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I feel like another 3,000 voices. But then the comments that are made, the emails that I get, you know, if we reach 16 people, 15, I joke, you know, I get my 16 listeners all riled up. But if you get one person or two people or three people to pick up the mantle, you know I'm on a school board. I know of a person recently that I have inspired to run for school board, a good conservative person. The differences that you can make, when you're on that board, you get support from people. The differences that you can make are just amazing. And I guess that's it. If you can change one person because of your experience and show people, look, I came up in this community. I came up with this mindset. And I got out. You can get out, too.
Right. And I do try. One thing that I try to do on my Facebook Live shows is to talk about love. And I think, as Christians, that we are called to love. And that's really hard when you're talking about loving people who are really doing such horrific things.
Oh, my God.
Killing the unborn. You know, overtaxation. I mean, we can go down the list of what the current Democrat Party is a part of, but I don't think that we make any headway.
No.
That's so hard.
Tell people really quick, where can they hear your show again?
Sonia Schmidt, Facebook Live.
All right, guys. You know, check her out. Head online. She'll be here again. If I have to go drag her out of her house and drag her to the studio, she will be on with us again. Hey, we're here every night. Hopefully you will be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Really appreciate your time.